This is a Stand-Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the thing each week to make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
And, I
weigh the same as Eli Uden.
Yep, we found out.
Playing the role of Eli Uden today.
Big, dumb animal with bad opinions. It's me.
Wow.
Nick Turner.
Nick Turner. Yeah, Eli last night, he was kicked by a horse.
Yep.
And then a piano fell on him, and the piano keys were his teeth. Mm-hmm. And also a big bump appeared on his head, and birds started flying around it.
Yeah.
So we wish him speedy recovery. But for now,
right now he's lying in a bed. All of his limbs are in traction.
That's right.
And he's just
and also
suspended.
The doctors have opened the top of his head like the top of a piano, and are working.
They're messing around.
Yes.
In there.
Right. They're definitely messing around. That's what's happening.
You know, doctors get in there, they mess around in there. That's
I do feel like if you were to ask me like which of your friends is most likely to bother a police horse and sustain an injury, I think it would probably be Eli. Like, that does sound right.
Which of your friends would be the most mistaken for a police horse?
That, yeah, also Eli. Although Luke Moniz is also
yeah, that's true.
Up there.
I think, yeah. Yeah, that's you got to go with Luke on that one, I think. That's true.
Sorry, Eli.
I ruined a stand-up tape this weekend because I couldn't. I was going to tape something just to, like, have, and then I spent the first minute just talking about how weird they both look because they both went up before me on the show.
Oh, that's right. You're like, this is like the freak part of the show is over.
Back to the normal looking people. Now I can't use that tape because I just wanted to be mean to my friends.
Yeah.
You can use it.
I'll probably use it.
You know, if that person doesn't have a sense of humor, that booker, you know,
well,
then
we know,
screw them.
Yeah.
If you can't laugh at a big, tall dope, then I don't want to be on your show.
We know that every festival and every show, it's all based on merit. They all watch the tapes. There's definitely nothing.
They start at the very beginning of the tape,
and they watch the 5 minutes they say they're going to watch. Yep. Definitely. That's what they promise, and they would not keep their promises.
They don't just decide they don't like your hair and then
Or they don't know you or whatever it is. That's right. Sorry to hear about that. It's a relief, though. Did you know when you were up there, like, there's no point in trying to get a tape?
Yeah,
out of
I was just like, I just want to make fun of them. Yeah. I'll cut it out.
You know, in the
important.
First 5 seconds,
yeah.
Whether that tape is going to work or not.
Yeah.
I hate trying to get a tape. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It, like, is barely. Yeah. I feel like you need, like, one a year.
I've gotten, like, late night sets with no tape. I feel like that's how it's either like someone you're booked for some reason, not because you sent someone a tape that was perfect.
It's definitely not like I didn't know who you were that
right.
I saw a tape
yeah.
and now
taking
you're
the world
famous.
By storm.
That is never
wow.
how it works.
Yeah, but yeah, I just need to, like, I need a link to put in the required field
exactly.
on the festival website. That's I'll put in my LinkedIn profile.
Somebody asked me for a tape recently, and so I taped my show that night, and the show was awful, and so I sent them the tape. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not wasting my time with this. Maybe you can see that the jokes are what they are. Maybe not, but it's over.
I wish I had a tape of the time I hosted. Like 10 o'clock at the Grizzly Pear for 3 people, and I was blackout drunk.
That's like the only thing you want.
I want that host
of.
Set, a tape of that. Dan Chamberlain, a voice of the show, we were hanging out having a few drinks, and somebody asked me if I wanted to jump in. And I said, sure, like that's not for 3 hours. And then we just drank for the next 3 hours. And I was like, oh no. And I have audio of it, but I'm too afraid to listen to it.
Oh, I really want to hear it.
Let's play it right
I think
now.
We have that audio.
I don't know the date of it or anything. It's somewhere in my like Dropbox or I don't know. Yeah, if we get 1,000 patrons.
That's
we'll,
surprising to me. I feel like I've never, like, I feel like you're pretty responsible when you do stand-up.
That's the only time, yeah. I mean, I've had times where, like, I had one too many drinks, like,
sure,
during
yeah.
the show. Like,
yeah.
That would be a karma, but, and then just, like...
But not in any, like, noticeable way.
Yeah, no, I forgot, like, everyone's name and stuff. It was definitely... I definitely did not get asked back. Not that I really cared.
Banned
but yeah,
from the Grizzly
Dan,
Pair.
But Dan was, like, laying... Like, there was somewhere for him to lay somehow. I think it was, like, on some boxes or crates, and he was just laying kind of like a... like a woman in a Renaissance painting and just like guffawing the whole time. And
that's also great because speaking of like big boys, like that's a big boy lounging,
yeah,
which is right. very funny.
Yeah. And he's a good, he's a generous laugher. So, you know, it's him and like the three Swedish people they tricked into the back or however you get people to go to those things.
Big yeah, boy. this is a comedy. Yeah, village comedy. This is it. Yep, totally. It's like also don't look at the marquee of the place. Just go in. And it's exactly like the one from TV. That's right. That's right.
In the sense that it's also a basement.
That's right. That's like Greenwich Village Comedy Club is really funny because like, yes, it's a comedy club in the West Village.
One of the ones you've heard of.
Jerry Seinfeld might come. It's possible.
Jerry Seinfeld often plays right on that block.
Maybe his car will break down outside and he'll need to use a phone. It's possible. Anyway.
By the way, my next album is going to be called Big Boy Lounging.
Yeah. Speaking of, you're here to promote things.
That's yes. right.
You're on a tour, a podcast tour.
I am on a podcast tour. I may be the only one who's ever done it. Breaking new ground. Yeah, I have a new podcast called Get Rich Nick that is out this week. And it is the number one podcast in America.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Strong out of the gate.
Strong out of the gate. Sorry, Joe Rogan. But yeah, me and Nick Vatterott, every week we try a different way to get money quickly.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so our first episode is donating plasma, and I end up with a pretty significant injury and less money than they promised me.
Mm.
And then next week we put all the money on the horses. We go to the racetrack and we try to figure out why they're all dying while winning a little money.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love this conceit.
I like that, like, right out of the gate, you're willing to sustain, like, personal harm for your podcast.
Well,
like, that is true art.
I did not know I was going to get hurt so bad. And I wouldn't have done it. And that's really what's important about the show. It's to tell you the things that are not worth it.
Sure.
And it's almost everything. No, I think I just moved wrong. And then it's like an hour-long process where they pull your blood out and pump it back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had moved the needle, I guess, and I was just pumping my own blood just into random parts of my body.
Oh, fine.
And then I got a giant bruise half the size of my arm.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
This is... Sacrifice for art.
Yeah.
I know.
And Nick didn't even have to do it because his mouth was too cold. They put you through a litany of tests, everything. Like, they check everything about you. You're there for hours. And then at the end, they check your mouth temperature. And if you're too cold or too hot, you're not allowed to give blood. But they do give you two chances. So he had to, like, go walk around and warm up his mouth. And then he came back and it was still too cold. And he's like, how did I didn't I would have got a coffee.
Nah, he went out and had a popsicle.
He should have gone.
Like,
he probably did.
Why is your mouth all red?
What's... Your mouth is too red to give plasma.
I'm going
to
go outside and go sun myself on a rock for a little while. Just
why,
to warm things up.
Why are you whistling the ice cream truck song?
Wow. And this is an Earwolf podcast.
Earwolf,
right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That happened to me with giving blood once where, I'm like a little, I'm not super freaked out by needles, but giving blood coming out of you, like, it makes me feel kind of weird and
woozy
and gross. But it was when I worked in, on a TV show, and it was like a sponsored segment, like we were doing something for a blood drive, so we were all supposed to give blood, and I was really nervous about it, and then I didn't have to because I had gotten a tattoo. I had gotten a tattoo within the last 12 months, not in the same state that I was giving blood.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, you could have gotten this in like a weird alley or something, so you can't give blood.
Yeah, there's so many reasons that they don't take your plasma.
Like, it's wild.
Yeah, if you've been to jail recently, if you've ever had a gay relationship,
if your mouth's too cold,
if your mouth's too cold or warm,
it's like becoming an astronaut. You have to go through all these tests. Did they put you in the centrifuge thing, or you spin around?
And then you go in there, and you're like, this could be any alley in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
where the people, how did they all pass these tests? This doesn't make any sense.
I don't know if I can. I think I can't because I lived for a year in Ireland and like when I was a kid.
Oh yeah,
and because of like the foot and
definitely.
Mouth stuff. Like they don't for a while when Mad Cow was like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely. I don't know if it's still the case. I guess I'm just not motivated enough to go give blood. Sorry, everybody.
I know,
I'm a bad guy. Villain. Unlike Nick here.
No,
Nick
it's different. Giving blood and giving plasma are very different.
Yeah, giving plasma is a conditional, I need $50
yeah.
or whatever
okay. yeah.
situation.
Is that what's the going rate?
Well, it
there's a max.
It depends
on right?
like your first time you get more. And then apparently
and you're tainted.
The first time you give it, all they can do is test it.
Oh, okay.
And so they can't use it until you re-donate.
Got it.
And so the first three times they give you like good rates, and then after that it's like 25, 35 or whatever.
First time it tastes the best, and then after
exactly, yeah, it's freshest.
It's not as sweet every time.
Untainted.
That.
Chasing that $75 dragon.
Yes, I'm sorry, your mouth is too cold. It's like, what? This is weird. Why is it so dark in here?
I'm just imagining then if they can't use it, like, what are they doing with all the plasma? They're just, like, dumping it in an alley.
Yeah, it's creepy because they have in the big room where they're harvesting the bodies, if you look up, there's a bunch of two-way mirrors that, like, are, like,
oh,
you know,
no.
kind of leaning over. And so it's like, who the people up
yeah.
there.
People I don't, watching
the
surgery.
Order. Yeah. The Illuminati is yeah. up there waiting for your delicious plasma.
Yeah, that's... it's just like a bunch of 350-year-olds.
and I have to say that as far as how plasma looks, now, having played video games my whole life, my understanding is the plasma is bright green and shot out of a gun.
You got it.
Okay, that's yep. yeah. That's
it's
right.
the thing that falls into the baby's clothing on the beginning of The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, right. That's right. Okay.
That's plasma.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's good.
Sorry, I'm dying.
No, it's okay.
He has sustained that plasma injury.
Yeah, he needs that. You got to get this man some plasma. Get some plasma back. Yeah, so, okay. Well, that's, so yeah. Get Rich Nick. Also,
Get Rich Nick.
Also a great name.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
Yeah, thank you.
I got
to
say.
You consolidate. You're like both same name. Don't need to, it's not Get Rich with blank and blank, both no. Nicks.
Yep.
Nicks Get Rich.
Did you notice that it's a pun?
Get Rich okay. Quick,
yeah.
Get Rich
yeah,
Nick,
yeah, yeah.
Love it.
not subtle.
There's not an ounce of fat on that joke.
Nope, efficiency, I love it.
And that's, you gotta have a short name, like our name, very short.
Very short, yes.
Not an entire sentence.
And your like slogan that you yeah. have to keep saying.
In retrospect, not the smartest thing either. Maybe you wanna be higher in the alphabet than the W's.
Yeah, that's also a problem.
Probably
we're
could
on,
have
like,
done a little bit more strategic
the
work
The end
on
of
that.
The yeah. list of podcasts. Yeah, no, when you're not here and like, I have to try to say this. I don't know it. Like,
yeah.
it's too long.
Yeah.
You're the only person who can do the spell that unlocks the beginning of the podcast with our super.
And even
slogan.
I don't get it every time. Like, this time I messed it up. I said, say the thing and not the things. Like, say, count down the thing. You know, so
we have to start over.
If anyone noticed that, go fuck yourself. It's very hard. I have a lot of, it's Sunday. It's very hard work we do here. So. we're not all giving plasma, but it's, you know, we're giving our...
We are heroes.
Our comedy juice from our brains. That's what this is.
Also bright green.
Also, it's true. Shot out of a gun.
Shot out of a gun.
Okay, should we get going on
Let's
the things?
Do numbers.
All right.
Number five.
This one, well, I don't really know how to open this. It's about Gallagher. You guys know Gay? You guys are familiar with Gallagher.
Sure. Which
cool
Gallagher?
Dude. A Ridge.
Peter Gallagher from no. from the OC. He was no. Gallagher, the famous comedian, the guy who smashes the watermelon. So I think probably
Gallagher Prime, though, not his brother who took over the act.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe this is Gallagher Prime.
Okay.
Leo A. Gallagher, 73 years old. I feel like he probably gets mad if you refer to him as the guy that smashes the watermelons. Does that sound right?
Well,
he seems like the kind of guy who's that unself-aware of his kind of deal.
He's most famous in the last 10 years for his what the fuck episode.
Storming off of Mark Maron's podcast, leaving the hotel room or wherever they were recording. So he walked into the Idaho Capitol building, as you do, carrying two of his trademark sledge-o-matic wooden mallets. And he says he was escorted out of the building by security.
Are these, like, branded? Does he sell them?
I don't know. There's no trademark symbol. It's just, like, you know, it's this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His watermelon-smashing mallet.
Yeah. So
have you ever seen Gallagher, like, do whatever it is that he does? I've never seen...
Yeah. I think in... It would have been like a Comedy Central in the 90s type deal, I think.
Oh, you mean like on TV?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've seen many of his specials.
I don't think I've ever seen like...
Oh, he was giant when I was a kid.
Did he do a thing
Everybody.
Where he like sprays condiments all over the map of the U.S.? Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
that does sound familiar.
He's a lot of prop stuff. And then obviously
the
melon.
Yeah, he's got like
knows.
He toured with this giant couch that was a trampoline.
Oh,
and he would jump all over it.
Oh, that sounds... I just want one of
those. He always
wore
women's blazers.
Yeah, and a tight striped shirt.
I remember, like, I know the tight striped shirt, I know the hat, I know the smashing water, but, like, how that is a comedy special.
Well, he doesn't only smash watermelons. It's just like his big finale.
That's the closer.
Yeah, but he's got like great jokes. I mean, it's really funny. Yeah.
What are they about?
Life.
The, you know, just going got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't recite any. It's
sure.
been quite some time.
But, you know, entertaining. Good yeah. stuff.
It's definitely the kind of thing. I remember the couch now. It didn't pop into my yeah. head until you said it. But, like, when you're a kid, like, that's why a lot of people our age know Gallagher, because, like, it's like, oh, that's, like, the guy with all yeah. the fun
sure.
stuff. Like,
I think,
you know.
I'm just, like, a 2 years too young. Yeah. Like, I think I missed it.
Yeah,
but,
as
like,
an 8-year-old, I wasn't just really into what Robert Klein was doing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
although no. I did see Robert Klein at the Improv in D.C. once, and he sang a song as his closer. So, it's, you know, he's not doing that much better.
How do you transition into, you haven't sung, you do no musical comedy, and you're like,
you're Robert
well,
fucking Klein, that's how.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's in Idaho.
He's in Idaho.
Which for some reason like makes intuitive sense to me. I don't, like that isn't weird to me that he's in the Idaho Capitol building.
Yeah,
it's
I think
like,
he's just doing
Gallagher and Boise, sure.
Yeah.
Or whatever the capital of Idaho is, probably not
well,
Boise.
I think of him being like a lot like Yakov Smirnoff in Branson, Missouri.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
where
yeah,
I placed
yeah, yeah.
Gallagher.
Yeah.
Very true, very true.
That's like, yeah, like you couldn't get a residency in Vegas, but you're in Branson, yeah. And he's like a big time libertarian guy, probably, right? Is that what we think with Gallagher? That seems like
no, he's nuts.
Yeah, well, that too. Well, those are not that depending yeah. on that.
If he has a coherent political ideology yeah. at all, I bet it is libertarianism.
Yeah.
Especially if he's hanging out in Idaho. I feel like that's where you go.
That is a great ideology for all the biggest hypocrites.
Yes.
So he's talking to the Idaho Statesman there about this story, and the officer with the Capitol Mall Services said he could not say for security reasons whether Gallagher was escorted out, which seems strange.
I can neither
sure
confirm nor
yeah,
deny.
Yeah, like what's that?
The presence of Gallagher.
Gallagher is classified. He knew too much.
you kicked out Gallagher. Let's riot!
Like, oh, I want to get kicked out like Gallagher. This is a fun quote here. Howard Stern once said, Gallagher's mind goes a mile a minute. You can't keep up with him. It certainly felt like that during 25 minutes on the phone with him Monday and an hour with him in person on Tuesday. So, like, very backhanded compliment. This guy is a nightmare to be around, apparently.
An hour-long comedy set. I couldn't keep up with him. Not a compliment. Had no idea what he was saying.
It felt like I was in hell and he was the devil.
100% would book again.
So he's all right. So apparently, this is also the thing. He may have earned millions of dollars telling jokes, but Gallagher is no dummy. Do we think he earned millions of dollars?
Yes.
Yeah, and I guess in the 90s,
mega millions.
Yes?
I think for sure. But also, that sentence construction doesn't make sense to me. But he is no dummy.
Right.
Like, if that's you've earned millions of dollars making jokes, why does that mean you're a dummy?
Yeah. Also, just like confused. a real slam on comedians in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Here. It's like, unlike the rest of you slugs.
He's a comedian,
actually,
but with a brain.
This guy has a chemical engineering degree from the University of South Florida.
What the fuck have you ever done?
Which is true. That's in the article. That would be a very specific thing for me to have made up. I kind of wish I had. Oh, this guy went to USF, all right? So he was in Boise.
That's how he constructed all the props, with his engineering
right.
degree.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's not untrue.
I feel like it's part of it. It's got to be part of it.
It's part of it. He's like the lead singer of The Offspring, who's also.
People love to tell you that guy went to Harvard. That's like the best.
Or no, he was like a Cal. He got his PhD finally. He dropped out when The Offspring took off.
I
Dexter
thought The Offspring
from
was
The Offspring.
The Harvard guy.
I think he was. I think he was. Was he Harvard?
There's,
he dropped out of Harvard. Maybe
the Descendants guy.
Yeah.
Also, is like a science. He's like a science professor now. Like the main guy in the Descendants.
Yeah, yeah,
who
yeah.
Their album was called Milo Goes to College, and yes. then he goes to college and is now like an engineer. Or
right.
Something
right.
Like that.
Right.
Anyway.
So
people love to tell you about how pop punk guys are actually smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the Offspring guy's great. So, oh, you mean Noodles is a no, not Noodles, not the guitarist Noodles of the Offspring.
Isn't it more surprising than like a pop punk guy from 30 years ago still doing music?
That is like way more unlikely than like he has another job
right.
now.
Yeah. Well, it's like
can
I mean,
you believe it?
Presumably they made a lot of money. Yeah, he's like, I'm just gonna do this now because it's kind of weird for me to be up there singing "Come Out and Play" when I'm 55 years old.
Right.
It's not really. I mean, Blink 182 is still out there, and that's just kind of because it's some of the songs are like very juvenile, and it's just like, you guys, your kids are like teenagers. Like, I don't know how. I mean,
yeah.
Could you imagine?
I respect
you're...
the ability to like not be self conscious during, like, or at least to not visibly be self conscious during that performance.
I think it's also like hard for us to conceive of because like you like physically cannot do that as a stand up comedian.
Right.
Like, you can't, if you've been doing stand up for 30 years, you can't do jokes as if you
so
are.
So I
in
just
your
graduated
early 20s.
College.
Yeah.
Hey, so I was playing Fortnite the other day. Anybody?
Right.
It's like, you have gray hair. It's like, all right. Jeez, give me.
Talking about
panicking,
you're like
and
mad
running
at your dad or something.
Just handing the host the mic, like not even getting it in the stand. Just get me out of here. These people are eating me alive.
That is like the best like post-bombing move. Is like, I don't even want to spend the time to put the mic back in the stand.
Or it's like one of those weird like cage things. Like, it doesn't really fit. You're like, I gotta get out of here.
You're trying
away from
to put
people.
The mic back in, and you know it's gonna make that awkward noise because you have to like slam it in, and it's like, thank you so much. Like, the worst.
Yeah, we were talking at Karma about the end, because we just had the last Karma show on Friday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We were talking
about... They're finally free.
We're free.
From
we're free.
Smoke.
From the smoke. We were talking about, like, the one time there's a guy who bombed. Like, the only time I remember seeing something get, like, a true, like, start-to-finish bomb, he, like...
Like had, a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just, like, and it's just, and then he couldn't get the mic in the thing, handed it to whoever was hosting it, and left, and just went upstairs and did not say goodbye to anybody.
Disappeared
just, like,
into the night.
Have a good life. that guy, I don't know if that guy does comedy anymore. That's...
he shouldn't.
I think
was
he stopped
this,
then.
Was this on your show?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Classic.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he got booked. Somebody else. I did not book him. Somebody else booked him. I was just like, yeah, start to finish zero, telling a story about, like, being near Jon Stewart in a restaurant for, like, 3 minutes at the end. And it's like, they weren't in at the beginning. They're not going to keep, you know what
wow,
I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to, yeah. Gallagher. He's in Boise. Doesn't really seem to, well, I've been all around, and this is a good little enclave here. This is like hiding from the craziness of America. So it seems like no reason. There was no reason he was in Boise.
I feel like that is like prime libertarian real estate and rationale. Is like, this is where I hide from the craziness of America by declaring myself a sovereign citizen of a micronation that is the several acres of mountain land that I own in Ohio, in Idaho.
It's very funny that you say that because he says, I'm looking for a place to retire where I can sell houses. So there you go. You
yeah.
were right. Real estate.
Sell houses.
Yeah.
Not flip houses. Like, he wants
not.
To be an agent.
He's looking for
a Gallagher HGTV show where he's like breaking down walls with those mallets would be so good. I can't do it.
You got to paint it like a watermelon first.
I heard you didn't want a pool. I would like to show you this YMCA.
I'm looking for a place to retire where I can sell houses. So I'm looking for a builder who wants to build a retirement area with me and other celebrities. Retire with the stars. Really stretching the limit of stars and celebrities, I feel like. Who else would be in there with Gallagher? Who else could he get to buy?
I feel
in
like
on
it would
this?
Be like the same. It would be the Branson, Missouri. It would
yeah.
be like Yakov Smirnoff.
I wanted to say Carrot Top,
mostly
but Carrot,
country music.
But I feel like Carrot Top is worth like $500 million. Right?
Carrot Top for sure is like super rich.
Yeah,
maybe he gets the Bundys. Just like collect some different sovereign nations.
Yeah. Cliven.
It's a confederacy.
Cliven. Cliven Hoof.
We got Cliven here. He's 95, but he still has a gun that he will point at.
They're still in jail, right?
No, the Bundys? Did they get pardoned? No.
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
No, I think you're
they
right.
They don't have any political weight. Like, nobody needs to pardon them. Who cares?
Well, it makes people mad, right? That's what I mean.
Arpaio for sheriff, BTW.
Yeah, true. Get him back.
Yeah.
He's also trying to make a. So this is just like about like all the things he's working on. There's nothing about like he just says like, I got thrown out of the state capitol. Anyway, he says he was scouting locations for a movie. Also, he's looking to make a film adaptation of the life of Enheduanna, a Sumerian woman who lived in the 23rd century BC, credited with being the first known poet.
Whoa!
Oh, God, let me get my wallet out.
This is
How do
Gallagher.
I make
this
happen? This
is the watermelon guy.
What the hell?
I want to see that movie so much more than I would want to see like a Gallagher related comedy
yeah.
movie by Gallagher.
Well, let me
tell me about also, you know what locations I think are perfect for a movie about a 23rd century BC Sumerian
let
woman?
Me guess. Boise, Ohio. Idaho.
Boise, Idaho yeah. State Capitol building.
Yep.
Perfect.
And here's a little bit more detail. The story would start in Iraq and move to modern Manhattan with women in each place battling the devil.
Oh, sure it's like a Hercules in New York situation.
It sounds that way.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I would see this.
So hopefully he gets that off the ground. Maybe he'll set up a Kickstarter or something, and you know.
I am going to follow those numbers on the Kickstarter for sure.
Hey, we got that Enhedwana thing going yet? Do you guys? What's the? Just getting the email updates from Gallagher.
Like, still sorry, nothing guys. Yet. Yeah. Production's moving slower than expected. I'm sorry. You'll get your rewards next month. I promise.
Sorry, guys. There's actually no plan in place whatsoever to actually do this. We're working on that. Yeah. So that's really all. Okay. Wait. He has more. He has more ideas. He has a patent on software for slot machine technology that he's trying to pitch in casinos in Nevada and elsewhere. He has ideas about how to help children make better food choices and is working on an inflatable suit that will protect skiers when they fall. That's the same sentence, those two. Ideas about how to help children make better food choices and is working on an inflatable suit that would protect skiers when they fall.
He's an engineer, I'm telling you.
He once suggested using helicopters to lift wrecked cars off Los Angeles freeways to free up traffic. That's like, he once suggested. It's like, yeah, that's like something you can just say at a bar.
I do have a question about this ski suit. Is it inflated as you're skiing, or does it like pop out?
You pull a ripcord.
As you're falling?
It knows when you're going down.
It's like an airbag.
Yeah.
But it can't protect you from running into a tree.
Probably not, no. I feel like you just hit the tree and then it explodes.
And so it's
adding
funny.
Insult to injury. It's just for comedy.
So you look really fat also after
that. Yeah, so they can find your dead body easily.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like actually a skinny guy under here. Huh. Right. It's like the car from Demolition Man. If anyone has seen Demolition Man, am I alone
not
on this?
Not lately.
I have not.
I mean, I've definitely seen it.
There's the airbags. The entire car fills with foam, the entire interior of the car.
Nice.
And they just and then Stallone has to like... punch through the foam to get out.
Nice.
Yeah. So Demolition Man, check that out.
I feel like Gallagher, from what I know, it's like Gallagher is the most famous person who writes letters to the editor of a local newspaper.
I
like he's just that on a national scale.
I think that's right.
I this is like, honestly, I respect Gallagher way more now, knowing he's such an idea man. Like, He's really out there thinking about stuff. He's not right about any of it, but I respect that he's like moving outside of his realm of expertise.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a smart guy. He got to be Gallagher.
That's right. True.
He just went
he's
crazy.
He's no dummy.
No.
There's a link here. A link here in the article. So the comedian who, and then this part is a link, gained fame in the 1980s for a routine that includes smashing watermelons, and it's a link to his website, which I guess is GallagherSmash.com. And he apparently does weddings. He can marry you.
Oh.
So feel free to do that. That seems like the kind of thing that a guy who's a millionaire wouldn't necessarily do.
That's true, yeah.
It also seems like the kind of thing that someone who's not really serious about their marriage does.
Hey, we got Gallagher. It's a great bit. It's like, thanks, honey. Wanted to see how seriously we're taking this.
Just wanted to announce we are going to get divorced eventually.
Stay like, tuned for that.
It's like I'm hoping that his license is somehow fraudulent and it won't count, and we won't even need to get it annulled.
That I feel like you're eligible for an annulment no matter what if Gallagher married you.
Yeah, like, the clerk at the thing is immediately like stamping.
They stamp it with a big mallet.
That's right.
That's what it is.
And they put a little watermelon patterning on there before they do it. Okay, so that's Gallagher. Good luck with all that stuff.
I want to see
good
that
luck
movie.
Gallagher.
If we you're listening you.
If you're listening, please come on and then storm out of the show.
Please.
Number four.
Oh.
Number four. This is a story that concerns us city dwellers, kind of. Crows. You know them, you love them, you have indifferent feelings toward them. Apparently, there's a health crisis among crows in urban areas right now because apparently crows love cheeseburgers. They love fast food.
Who among us?
Sure. I mean, I relate. I relate to this stock photo of a crow sitting sheepishly on a fast food tray.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently urban crows have higher blood cholesterol than rural crows, and it's killing them. They're having little bird heart attacks because they're eating all our fast food. So
are they
don't have it better than us. I don't feel bad.
It's a good point.
Where are they getting their? Where are they getting like whole burgers? Where are these crows getting like? Who's leaving a burger?
See,
like,
you live in a nice neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood where there is fast food trash on every block.
There's just a whole burger.
Not
sitting
a whole
there?
Burger, but like a quart. There is like regularly just like a 2 bites of burger sitting in paper
okay.
on a sidewalk. That burger, like fried chicken bones,
sure.
all over the place.
Yeah.
Did you see okay, the chicken bone thing.
The chicken, the
did
like chicken
this?
Truck explosion.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Horrifying.
I saw it without the sound on for like a second, and I was like, it looks pretty gross. I'm good. I don't need to see anymore.
Yeah, and everyone was like, the sound is bone chilling.
Oh,
I was like, great,
see
not
video.
Gonna...
I just saw the picture of like the track, the car
there's
tracks.
Like, there's
over
like video it. Of cars driving over it, so you hear all like yeah. the like the joints popping and stuff. Pretty cool.
So vegan? Be vegan?
Yeah, I guess, or okay. whatever.
This was probably put out by PETA.
That's some people's takeaway from that, for sure.
Yeah.
People who would push that the second they have the chance to push that agenda. Here's another reason why. It's like, all right, you know.
Look, there's enough
gross.
Reasons.
Yeah.
All right? We know we shouldn't.
Yeah. That's a, yeah, it's, this I is, feel like there is no real rational argument against, like, yeah, we should all at least be eating less meat. But also I won't because I like it. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you just
I'm
have to
lazy.
Admit it's because you like it. And then I'm like, fine, yes, that's true.
I'm aware that there's the factory farming and the stuff. The videos
it's
are
so
horrible.
Evil.
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't need to know about it. I'm the little monkey with his hands over his eyes.
Are you guys doing better? Are you eating better? Are you eating less meat?
I mean, I'm not. I don't eat that much meat, but like
I'm eating less red meat. I don't really ever eat red meat unless yeah. I'm out to like a fancy dinner or something, like a steak or something.
Yeah, I eat like more like.
You're not eating 2 bites of a burger you found on the street?
Yeah, that's well.
That's I'm eating less meat by taking 2 bites of a burger and then throwing it on the ground.
There's
just what I'm doing.
There's just burgers sitting around, and she's telling me I live in the nice neighborhood. I don't have that going on.
I don't have free burgers everywhere.
My girlfriend recently found out she has a dairy allergy.
Oh, no.
So then she was like so close to being vegan, I didn't cut out was the meat, so she's doing it, and then I'm cooking a ton of vegan stuff recently. Jackfruit and Beyond Meat are now a big part of my life.
I've heard Beyond Meat is like gonna make everyone vegan because it's that good.
Yeah, it's
like
great.
It just tastes like
Impossible Meat's better, but it's not available in any stores I go to.
Oh, it's like a secret.
Which one's the Burger King is Impossible?
Burger
right?
King's Impossible. Yeah. Yeah,
and it just like straight up tastes like a burger, allegedly.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like these crows need to get on that Impossible beef
train. Apparently they have more. It's not going to be good for blood pressure because the
is
Impossible has more sodium,
yeah.
but it's overall
it's
better.
It's just as much fat, too,
yeah.
and
yeah,
calories.
It's for
not
sure not
any
good.
More
there's
healthier.
No. There's no way around it. There's no look, yeah. if you want something that tastes good, it's going to not be good, you know, or you got to retrain your brain or something.
Well,
that's just the way it is.
All you have to do is choke out like the meat industry
yeah.
and then everything can get a little better and you can you don't have to make things taste like the meat anymore,
right?
You
That's
can
true.
Make your own meal, you know. invent new foods.
Well, there's that whole thing of like cultured meat now, which is pretty wild. Have you like paid attention to that? Where basically like they are culturing and growing meat in a lab.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
like
yeah.
this was never this like side of beef was never actually alive.
You have to slit anybody's throat for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well that sounds not gross.
It's not terrifying, right?
That sounds like plasma.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably what they're doing with the plasma. I don't know. It's very it's like weird, but it's also like this might be the solution if we can make it cheap. Because then it still tastes good.
Wow,
but
can you make your own meat? Like donate your plasma and someone builds you like a meat
a
source of your own
okay.
body?
Yeah, and have a Nick burger.
Hell yeah.
I feel like most people want that, so it's like I want to grow another organ after I like ruin my liver from drinking too much.
No,
you're just like,
Nick
I want a burger.
Yeah. I want to get burged up. That's what I'm into. I want to eat myself. I need to know the forbidden meat.
I did see a story a while ago about a guy who had to have his leg amputated and he ate some of it. Like he had a party and he like barbecued his leg.
Can you just, do they give it to you?
They do not.
I think they should.
I think they should too.
Yeah.
They're
hey,
like
hey,
not
come on,
allowed.
Man, that's my leg.
Like I get my teeth.
You get your teeth?
Yeah. Well, if they like pull a tooth, they'll give it to you.
Really?
Well, if you're a kid and you can
if
put it on your
child.
Pillow. And blah, blah,
what's
blah, blah.
Going on with you? It's like, I get my teeth when they take them out. It's like, how often does this happen?
What do you mean when they take them
once
out?
Once a month.
And they grow back. I go get them
I'm like
taken
a shark,
out.
Okay?
Hey, when you're eating Nick burgers, your body works a little differently.
You just just get all these weird superpowers.
Yeah, I feel like teeth is like a weird thing that some moms keep. They keep like a little
There's definitely like a little thimble full of teeth, in my parents' house.
Yeah, check this out. It's a part of your skull.
You can grow teeth anywhere on your body. You know, like.
It's true. Get one of those weird moles.
Yeah, I certainly would like to grow them anywhere on my body.
If you could.
So what's that on your forearm? Oh, well.
Growing some extras.
Just start brushing it. Like, is this answering your question? It's like, no, it's not.
I feel like teeth are so unnerving. The most uncanny shit is like teeth where they're not supposed to be. I feel like that's like more body horror than like anything else I can think of.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's not
loose. Just teeth just around. Terrifying. Teeth growing out of another part of your body. Awful.
Speaking of Demolition Man, I was at a Taco Bell. And
that's good.
Saw you probably don't know, but in the demolition world, the only restaurant is Taco Bell.
That's right.
Wow, that should be the main plot of the movie.
I don't know why it's not called Taco Bell.
It's like the Yesterday movie, but reverse, where there's only one restaurant and it's Taco Bell.
They also make a reference to the Schwarzenegger Presidential Library, so almost
they were close.
Yeah. I went to a Taco Bell and the cashier had one tooth in her mouth that was facing up.
I'm sorry.
Like literally up. You know how teeth, like top tooth.
Yeah.
You know how they almost always grow down.
Yes.
Almost always.
Stalactites.
Teeth are traditional.
Well, one of them, she had a stalagmite.
Whoa.
On the top. And I mean, everything was going in a crazy direction, but only one was like up. And I thought to myself.
Like, do you feel that all the time?
Aren't there other jobs at this Taco Bell?
Must you be customer facing?
Not a front of the
you
house.
A drive-through girl or something. But I wish her a lot of luck.
I got to give you credit on you. So you know stalactites, stalagmites. Would say either one and not know.
Well, it's very easy to remember because the one growing down has to really hold on.
Yeah.
So stalagmite.
It's mighty. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah.
I definitely, that's a piece of information that is gone. Probably from, because to be replaced by things like facts about the plot of Demolition Man.
Right. Yeah. It's been burned out.
I learned
out.
About Simon Phoenix. That's Wesley Snipes' character from Demolition
Man. I'm learning so much about Demolition Man.
It's
today.
Pretty good, I have to say. yeah, so...
Sandy Bullock at her prime.
That's true. That was originally going to be... Oh, shit, it's somebody else. Benjamin Bratt's in there, so that's a sort of miscongeniality.
It's the prequel.
Yeah, that's
Did
right.
Did you used to have a Demolition Man podcast?
Be honest.
Dennis Leary's in there playing Dennis Leary the way that he does.
Wow. Oh, not Dennis Leary the comedian.
His dialogue is just, he does his act, like complaining about people complaining about steaks and smoking and stuff.
Just yelling about coffee.
But it's in the future. Yeah, it's like, oh, cool. So somebody just likes Dennis Leary and got him in there. All right. Demolition Man, check it out. We'll put a link in the description to the IMDb page. So these crows.
Yeah, just these crows are getting fat is the problem.
This is one of those news stories where the scientists are just like, so that's happening, I guess. Like there's nothing
yeah,
they can do.
Yeah, no one's worried about it. Well, I've never once thought, oh no, I need more crows.
What's happening to all
this
of them?
This murder is thinning out. We need more crows.
I feel like the reason you need crows is because they eat trash on the street. Like, that is their one, like, positive attribute.
That's pigeons.
Pigeons right. Also.
If we had crows the way we have pigeons, that'd be a fucking nightmare.
That's what living in Austin was like that. Because apparently, like, 15 years ago, Austin, Texas had, like, tropical birds. Like, parrots and stuff like that. And then... grackles moved in. Do you know what a grackle is? It's the fucking worst. It is like people joke about how pigeons are rats with wings. Grackles are rats with wings.
Similar to?
It's sort of like a crow, but bigger, honestly. It's like a bigger crow with a more annoying call. And they swarm and they're mean and they're not afraid of people. And they're super invasive. And so in Texas, like they used to have like these like very diverse bird species, and then they all got run out of town by grackle gangs.
They got beat up by grackles.
Yeah. And literally, like, you go to a grocery store and you are walking through the parking lot and you cannot hear the person talking next to you because of screaming grackles. It is a nightmare.
Jesus Christ.
It's so terrible.
It's not great.
Yeah. That's... Fuck grackles. They're awful.
Right, this is an anti. We're officially coming out against grackles on this. On this, on
they
this
are
show.
Like. I just feel like they are exactly what their name indicates that they would be. You know,
it's
like a mythical, like malevolent creature.
It's like the Dark Crystal guys. Again, this is the second time we've
yes.
seen this.
The
Skeksics or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
That's what Grackles are. That's what I envision when I hear Grackle.
Pretty much.
Are they trying to kill him?
I think they've just given up. Like, I think it's probably legal to kill them if you just want to go around snapping Grackle necks.
Just start murking them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, even as the city, like the way New York City, like, took all the swans out of Prospect Park and, like, just murdered all of them.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What? Yes. Or geese or, yeah, whatever. They, there were hundreds and then they literally murdered all of them. They just murdered all of the... I mean, look it up.
I believe you.
It was a while ago, but they...
Just because they were, like, mean?
Yeah, no, it's for some reason, for, like, the ecosystem. They're destroying something that needed, and...
Yeah, I don't know what the Grackle containment policy is, but I'm pretty sure it's, like, allowed. Like, I think if somebody... If somebody saw you just, like, murdering a Grackle with your bare hands, they would be like, good work. Keep it up. Yeah. Like, no one would be
like,
upset.
It's a good start.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, crows are like really smart, apparently.
Yes.
They're like geniuses.
Which adds to how upsetting they are, sort of. Like,
for sure,
like,
yeah,
they're,
yeah.
They're up to something. They're like, yeah, they have very sharp beaks, I feel like.
They're plotting.
They're just kind of being a bad omen all the time, which you love.
Which I feel like, again, makes perfect sense that they are having these cholesterol problems, because, like, humans, smartest animals in the world, no burgers kill you, and yet we fucking love them.
Yeah.
Still eating them all the time, just like crows.
Wow.
Deep, right?
Wow.
Are scientists going to just, like, trap crows and, like, put them on little treadmills or something? It's like, all right, we got to help these guys.
Oh, man.
Like,
just waddling on a treadmill?
Like the beginning of Ballers with the two dogs, except for it'll be crows instead.
Yeah, we should get some Grackles and just, like, tell them how to share.
Yeah.
Like, get them in some therapy.
And then if that fails, then we cut their heads off with a sword.
Yeah. Just murder all of
one
them.
One or the other.
I'm writing down a note in my phone, Prospect Park geese murder, to Google later, because it sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
They just went in there with, like, a blowtorch and just said, no, I'm with extreme prejudice. Okay, so is that
good luck to the crows.
Good luck to the crows.
Number three.
Is this me?
That's you again.
Sorry. Fuck. God damn it.
Unprofessional.
We have to start over, guys.
Cancel the show.
Okay, yeah, number three is, are y'all familiar with the classic nu metal band Slipknot?
Yes.
Duh.
Were you ever Slipknot fans, either of you?
Duh.
I'm pretty sure I got an MP3 of Wait and Bleed from Kazaa. I feel like that's the extent of my Slipknot.
Yeah. My short answer, no, hell no.
they had the guy, the lead singer can, like, he can kind of sing. So, like, that Wait and Bleed has, like, the beginning. It's not like the screaming stuff. It's
sing
like
me
he
one.
Can, no. I don't actually remember how it goes.
I feel like...
What's that song? What's the band that goes, why'd you leave the keys up on the table?
System of a Down.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They're a better Slipknot.
System of a Down was legitimately pretty good,
adjacent,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think of Slipknot, I think of, like, G-rated Guar. Like, that's...
I think that's... Yeah.
Like,
that's
a more accessible
Guar. It's a lot less sex toys and stuff and people being cut open or whatever they do.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Guar is Slipknot plus
also has
Gallagher.
Songs. Yes. What's a Guar song?
I grew up in
Richmond and I can't tell you a Guar song.
It's just a little,
do they have
just,
songs?
Just
they must,
like,
right?
They also were banned from playing in Richmond, so we
really?
Couldn't see them. Yeah.
Why?
Because they're
too hot for Richmond?
They shoot cum all over the crowd. I didn't like that. They also tried to ban Marilyn Manson. There's a bunch of religious people in government
in
Richmond.
Marilyn Manson, yeah, his ideas are too dangerous. They got to stop him. It's going to be teens.
It wasn't now.
I feel like the offspring fact of, like, oh, that guy's really smart. Like, that's Marilyn Manson got that too. Like, oh, did you ever see, like, Bowling for Columbine? Like, he's really smart.
Yeah,
he's
very
insightful.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought you were going to say, did you ever see The Wonder Years? He's Paul from The Wonder Years.
And then he took his rib out to suck his own dick,
and
right? That was also him.
Yep. He's very smart.
And he engineered that whole surgery. Yeah.
And he was going to kill himself on stage on Halloween. These were all like pre-internet rumors that went around.
Marilyn Manson urban legends.
Which is such a weird, because, like, everyone knew about that, like, on the entire Eastern Seaboard, about the rib thing, and it's like, how did that travel from town to town?
Yeah,
like, people's
true.
Cousins, like, you know, oh, man, you could have never guessed what I heard about Marilyn Manson.
All these children have like weird showbiz insider info. Yeah.
But that's like attributed to different people, right?
It's like the classic gerbils in the ass.
Had to pump her stomach.
That's been multiple people. Yeah, that was who was that? Who else was that?
She's got like cum toxicity or something.
Yeah, it was like a singer from like a glam metal band.
Cum toxicity. That's a good band.
Yeah. Also, that's the porn parody of that System of a Down album. Toxicity.
Cum toxicity.
Those rumors are. I find that stuff to be fascinating. I don't care enough to ever look into it, but it is what was like behind the spread of that? It's just so weird.
I feel like that...
just things go viral.
Yeah.
Urban legends...
Who started the Paul Pfeiffer one? That's like
Well, he looks
genius.
Just like him.
Kind of.
He
looks a lot like him.
I don't know. I mean...
I feel like it was hard to tell,
Let's
though,
get
cause...
a picture.
I feel like...
Josh Saviano is a corporate lawyer, I believe, at this
Who's
point.
Who's that? The guy who played him?
Yeah, the actual guy.
Well, we're not talking about Josh Saviano now and Marilyn Manson now. We're talking about Josh Saviano as a child.
Could he have
turned
into?
Could look like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's also wearing makeup.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I feel like we didn't know what Marilyn Manson actually looked like for a while.
Yeah.
You know? Because he always had all those crazy contacts and stuff. My hot take about Marilyn Manson is that he was Lady Gaga. Like, before Lady Gaga was a thing, Marilyn Manson
did
all of the same stuff.
I mean, people thought he had, like, this dark mystical thing. It's like, his name's Brian, and he's from, like, Jacksonville, Florida. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... Like,
it's like, I could see Brian, whatever his last name
Brian
is.
Brian Warner.
I could see Brian Warner running for political office.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
He's probably, like, a genius.
He is
a genius. We know he's a genius.
He's
super really
smart.
Funny.
Yep. People love to say how funny musicians are.
Well, no, like, specifically him.
Is he actually funny?
No, he's actually funny. Yeah.
What? I'm not doubting you, but I want to know how you know this.
I mean, when he was popular, he was all over television doing interviews all the time.
He was a very good interviewer.
He would do Howard Stern and you would... I don't know. I mean, he was everywhere.
You just roll with it.
You
just
know
he got
his personality.
It.
Yeah.
He was actually, my friends used to live in the same building as Evan Rachel Wood, like maybe 10 years
ago.
Oh,
yeah.
When
they dated.
And they were dating. And I never saw him. I remember I got in the, I forgot like that she lived in the building. I got in the elevator once and she was just in there with like her laundry. And I was like, duh. You know, I just kind of waited. But
were you like, hey, did your boyfriend get his rib removed to
yeah,
suck
yeah,
his
yeah,
own
yeah,
dick?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, actually, it was both the bottom ones.
That's true. Yeah, you'd have to get two.
Yeah,
you can't just say one. That's clearly
a false
rumor.
Well, if you just like kind of go to the side a little bit.
Yeah, just one. One's enough.
One's plenty.
But they said that like a couple times, like the only interactions they ever had with him were like he would come inside and he would just like, it's fucking freezing outside. Like that's like the
his heart
experience.
Is so cold.
He's a cold blood. He's a cold blooded creature.
And I think once he like went was trying to go to her apartment and he like asked him like to call ahead. Like they had to know who is it, you know? And he said like Manson, which is pretty good.
That's
hi,
pretty funny.
Yeah, Miss Wood, I have Manson here to see you. Yeah, I tried to put him on the list. So it's like, hey, you know, the guy with like the makeup or whatever, just let him come up. The guy with the androgynous body with like, he just comes in like in the Dope Show video. He's just walking around like
no
that.
Wonder he's cold. He's nude.
Put some clothes on, man. So
anyway, this story is about Slipknot, the less successful version of that whole kind of thing. But apparently Slipknot's still kicking, still going.
Yep.
But they've had some lineup changes.
Yeah, of course. They got masks on.
Yeah, exactly.
They can do whatever they want.
It's like MF Doom.
The MF Doom is like eight guys.
Yeah,
no one knows.
That's the best story is when he's like, they say, oh, look, that was you. And he's like, maybe next time I'll send a Chinese guy or whatever. It's like, that was like his big, I don't give a shit what you think.
That's a good urban legend, like fodder too, when someone is under a mask. And it's like, do you know it's like nine different dudes?
Oh, yeah. Daft Punk doesn't have to travel.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Yeah.
There's two guys that sound French.
I mean, people who play in bands do. I mean, Slipknot has to learn all those songs.
Unless you're Andrew WK, you know?
That's true.
He's a different guy.
Andrew, that's a good conspiracy theory.
What's
have you ever
this?
Heard that one?
No.
That Andrew WK has been replaced. He's like an actor.
Like sometime after I Get Wet came out, they switched the guy who was Andrew WK. That's what people
and
believe.
And he's like a corporate product.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some sort of like malevolent ends that he's supposed to be
trying
to achieve.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. All I know is that the real guy,
the guy who spreads positivity everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. his like part of the K in WK is like Creer or something. His dad wrote the property textbook I studied in law school, my first year of law school. Like that's how, that's like what his background is. His dad's like a big shot in like the legal world.
So that, and that's supposed to be evidence that it's like,
I think that was the original guy. So I don't know who the new guy is.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I think the new guy, they're just like, no one knows. He's an actor.
He's just a cipher.
And instead of like Andrew WK gained 10 pounds because he went from being 22 to 32. Like,
right, right. And he's wearing white all the time, which is very unflattering.
Right,
so you notice
right.
it. He's wearing white jeans.
But so they just, they, Slipknot, their drummer was, according to this article, the verbiage used is that he was ousted, which sounds pretty dramatic. He didn't just leave, he was ousted. But they replaced him and they decided to give this guy a new Slipknot related concept.
Sure.
Not just put him under the same mask. But
sorry, man, we can't do the bloody clown. That was Jeff's thing.
That's him. He's going to have a solo career as the bloody clown now. He's going to just do acoustic, like stripped down, you know, folk music, but it's the bloody clown.
It's like J.C. Chassez or whatever. You know, like it's like that. It's his version of that.
Deep Pull. I knew that one.
Yeah.
That's the NSYNC guy.
It
the
is.
second banana in NSYNC.
Yeah. The guy who probably had the best voice, right? I think.
Oh, here we go.
We're doing this now. Okay.
I promised
I wouldn't do this. All right, we're talking about it before. It's like always being ready to like get mad about NSYNC.
I can't
voice.
Talk about this because I am very close personal friends with Justin Timberlake.
I'm very close friends with Chris Kirkpatrick. That's right. He's still around, and we're friends.
You know what? Everyone friends. Has a question about how Chris Kirkpatrick got in that band, considering he's such a whack look job looking dude. But if you look at their very first photo shoot, that dude is cute. That dude is so cute. And you're like, for a minute, you're like, yeah, I would have cast him too.
Of course.
But then something happened.
Then, yeah, that's right. I mean, I feel like if you're putting together a boy band like that, like you're really banking on, like you're taking some chances on what puberty's going to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
like you have to put them together like pretty young. And then sometimes you get a Chris Kirkpatrick out of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I guess put some beads in your hair or something. Do something to distract from your face.
I can't hear Chris Kirkpatrick without thinking Chris Kirkpatrick gonna get your ass kicked just like them little Limp Bizkit bastards from whatever that Eminem song is. It's just like my brain immediately starts playing the song.
Wow, what a tough.
Without me?
What a great rap beef going after the least popular member of a
Moby,
boy band.
Moby, you should get stung by Opie.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Eminem was right in that. So
Moby was a real creep. Piece of shit. We didn't know.
Eminem knew. Maybe he knows something about Chris
Maybe
Patrick.
Maybe he shouldn't have called him the F word.
Yeah, that's
probably
fair.
Not. But, probably not.
Nobody listened to techno, so let's go.
What is Opie? What is that stung by? Is that
Opie?
Is
that
Opie?
Is he referring to
Opie
Trice? Is he saying Opie Trice should kill him or something?
Maybe. We'll have to get on Genius after this and click on the little.
We have so much to do after this.
I know.
The geese, this.
A whole task list. But yeah, Slipknot, drummer, new drummer. They don't know his real name, but he is going under the Slipknot moniker of Tortilla Man.
Sure.
And his mask.
Yes.
His mask allegedly looks like a tortilla. But like to
Does
me,
he make a new one every time?
It doesn't look. It looks like a creepy skin, like leathery.
Yeah,
guy
like
mask.
If a tortilla was on fire, and then you put that on your face, and your face
looks
melted.
Like Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, it grafted to the tortilla. Yeah. I just feel like Slipknot is really undercutting their whole spooky thing by being like, "Yeah, he's a tortilla guy." Like,
right.
I don't know if I would have called it that.
Well,
but
it's a bloody tortilla, so.
It's a haunted tortilla.
Yeah, right. Does he make a new one every time, allegedly? Is he biting holes for the eyes every time?
He's just like a stoned high school kid who's making his sack lunch into a mask is what it is.
Whoa, check this out.
Everyone in Slipknot famously has 16 minutes to come up with a character.
That's the rule.
Pretty good audition. Give us the name of your guy right now. Oh, fuck.
They live. They work right next to a dollar store. And they're like, run over there and get something.
It's all, the consequence of a short form improv challenge. That's how they get
just
all
looking
their...
at the pizza place. I'm Calzone Man. Shit. I don't know how that's even going to work. All right.
My head is just like a bun.
We're workshopping it.
I'm an empanada, I guess.
Okay, I'm spaghetti.
So I sit down at the kit, and then you just dump a bunch of spaghetti on me.
Don't get it on the kit!
I'll wear like a tarp. It's fine. And we'll throw spaghetti into the crowd.
But yeah, so apparently they're throwing tortillas into the crowd.
That's good.
Which, is it good though? Because that's like, if you're going to throw food into a crowd, at least you'd want it to be something that would be tasty.
Well, it helps to soak up the booze.
You well, know, also you can really get some distance on a tortilla.
That's true. Throw it like a frisbee.
Yeah.
But then you're like, oh great, a plain tortilla. Wonderful.
Oh, but your hero threw it at you.
I guess that's true.
I'm never eating this.
I'm going to frame it and sell it on eBay.
I'm never washing this hand that touched the tortilla on the ground.
Please wash your hand.
I'm never going to the bathroom again, man. This is staying in me.
That's a good bit. I'm never going to shit this out.
Yeah, that's what after you eat at a famous chef's restaurant. After you eat at Emeralds in New Orleans. I'm never going to the bathroom, man.
This
will stay inside me forever to remember this special day.
That's too much.
So how is Tortilla Man being received?
Well, apparently the biggest thing is people are trying to figure out who he is because he's a mystery. He's a mystery Tortilla Man. So there are a couple.
I hope he's at least Hispanic, you know?
Yeah. Slipknot is from Iowa. And like given the type of music that I feel like it's probably slim. Slim chances that this is a person of color under the Tortilla Man mask.
What if they're the most diverse group in music?
No one knows. No,
it's true. You can't tell.
What if it's mostly women? You just don't know.
Kick ass. But yeah, here's a quote from somebody. This is a quote from singer Corey Taylor about the whole thing. And he says, I've seen a couple theories and none of them have been right so far. I'm loving it, dude. So he's really into the speculation of who Tortilla Man is. But he's still a mystery. They are on tour. So if you want a tortilla, you can go check him out. Here's a Reddit post. It says, I love this band. Much better than catching a pick or a stick. And it's a picture of a tortilla that the guy caught.
Does it have a little face on
it? And he has a little face on him.
So they put stuff. And it's like he has like a stitched shut mouth.
Yep.
Okay, so that's not intended to be eaten by anyone.
No.
I hope it looks
like there's a bite taken out of it, though.
It does look like there's a bite taken out of it.
Do they sell burritos at the shows?
They should.
That's a little tortilla. That's a little tortilla, though, right?
His hands under it. I feel like that's a normal size tortilla. It's like a taco tortilla, not a burrito tortilla.
Yeah, I would say
that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm imagining like their roadie just like with a hole punch making eyes in like a stack of tortillas for them to go.
He's like smoking while he's doing it, getting the ashes all over it.
Yep, it's their slave. But yeah, Tortilla Man.
I'm just imagining it's like, no, our newest member. Like they introduce him and it's like, Tortilla Man. Everyone's like,
what?
Yeah, all right. Doesn't really fit with the whole, okay, well, is he like a murderer or something?
Is
though?
He from hell? What?
Did he like kill a guy who makes tacos?
Is he sitting like an electric chair? Like what
is it like really spicy at least? Like it hurts you to eat because it's too spicy? Like something. No, he's just a Tortilla Man? All right.
Just Tortilla Man. And hey. We wish him the best.
We wish him a lot of luck.
Number two. Wow.
All right, number two. This one comes from the classic New York Post that just puts out stories that seem like they're wire stories that don't really have anything related. Because this is just New York Post story about this is a dog in Bangkok. Just a dog that's in Bangkok, living on the street. His big move is he fakes having a broken leg. He just kind of drags himself around, and tourists give him food and stuff, and then he's fine.
Hell yeah!
Which I think is pretty pretty good.
How do they know he's faking?
Well, one of his fellow dogs dimed him out and told everyone. So this is him. This is him dragging himself here.
Oh my god!
You give that guy something, you'd feel bad about
it. Oh yeah,
he was trained
horrible.
To do that by someone.
And then now look at him; he's fine. He's walking.
Oh no, I think he figured it out. I bet what happened is
twins.
It's like the Prestige.
They're all these dog clones in a secret underground chamber.
Yeah. He's doing the transported dog.
I do have the reason the geese were killed. By the way.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
An update.
Yes, it was for the airspace. This is too dangerous
okay.
for planes.
For planes.
Yeah. So they
we have to protect the planes by killing all the geese.
Oh, is this post Sully?
It could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it was before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, the whole Sully
that wasn't
thing
the first goose
set off like a goose holocaust. Yeah. Apparently. Just like, oh, that's it.
Yeah. We're done with these.
We shouldn't need to have heroes like this, okay? Get these geese out of here.
Geese are mean. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, they're not nice.
They're very uncool.
And they shit everywhere and stuff, yeah, which you don't like.
What bird do you like?
What bird do I like? I like the parrots, the Brooklyn mm-hmm. Bushwick parrots. I like them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are these parrots that escaped from JFK in like the 80s, and now they live in parks in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, there was like a tree that a bunch of parakeets lived in Connecticut, I remember. Like, it was the same thing, like a, I don't know if like a pet store, like a, they're moving something and they got out or whatever, but they all.
I feel like that's all engineered now. Like,
Yeah. This is like before that would have been like a viral thing. So like it doesn't, so it definitely was like, but it's just like, yeah, you get like, as long as you get two, you're going to have a bunch. Like, yep. It's like a, you know.
I saw a documentary about this phenomenon, like the parrots of Telegraph Hill, about a neighborhood in San Francisco that mm-hmm. has like a bunch of parrots. I think it's parrots.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm imagining two like construct like mover guys like carrying a crate and being like, whoa, and dry, and then all these like birds yeah. flying out.
And then
like,
making no attempt
yeah.
to clean it up.
Nope. Just like, whoops. And then, well, birds live here now. That's what yeah. I'm imagining.
Yeah. And that's, they, you know, like, well, they live in my lawn. I'm really glad about that. I live
yeah,
in the
thank
tree.
You.
And I hear it all the time. And,
they shit all over my car.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do anything about it.
They're protected now.
They're beloved by the community. So yeah, this dog, you know, he's just he's out there getting rice. Locals, I guess, take care of him too. But he also does
man, that's a lot of work for just rice.
Yeah,
that's not a good prize. That's worse than a plain tortilla, I think. Plain rice? Yeah.
You don't like a white rice? It's like a
just
like
a plain rice with nothing on it? No,
maybe it's
thank
like maybe
you.
It's like sticky rice. I don't know. You know, it's a little got a little something, a little like hint of coconut in it or something.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this dog actually broke its leg, realized, oh, I can live high on the hog with my broken leg, then yeah. got healed, then realized this is a good thing to keep doing.
I think that's probably right.
I'm 100% confident that that's wrong. I think there is absolutely zero other possibilities than
he's a hustler somewhere.
Yes, that his owner trained him to do it for money.
I just feel like he probably doesn't have an owner. I feel like this is in Bangkok. I feel there are a lot of stray
according to this
there.
Story, there's no owner like that's quoted or anything. It's just somebody. Like,
but he could be a shadowy figure.
That's right.
I think you're both naive, and there are no miracles in life. Someone definitely did this to that guy.
To what end? Just because it's funny? Yeah. What money do you get?
Oh, wait, you're right.
My dog's hurt. Well, here's a few bucks.
I didn't think about that. I mean, the story's viral. There must be something.
I guess there's publicity. Something we don't know. There's, yeah, we can, it's.
He probably comes out from around the corner and takes the rice. The guy.
He's doing it for a little bit of rice.
Hey, my dog's hurt. Give me some rice. What? How does that help the dog?
I'm just imagining. Well, last week we talked a lot about Michigan J. Frog.
Yes.
And I'm just imagining a scenario where this is he's somehow going to bring the dog to Carnegie Hall to
right.
do this trick.
Mm. Right. Now you're familiar with the arc of Michigan J.
Yes.
Frog.
Yes.
Classic.
I feel like you guys hadn't heard this whole thing. Yeah.
I hadn't. I mean, I know that because of the
show.
Oh, because
you listened to the thing last week. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like one of those long cartoons. It's this, the guy who just like basically. I don't think he kills himself, but like his life is ruined. Like I think they show like him like
it would be really weird if it ends with a suicide.
Well, it ends in the future, as we said.
yeah, because he's
with
an
another guy about to be driven insane.
Demon. It's very like Lovecraftian.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
And yeah, so he claims another victim in the future, but this dog.
That
is,
dog, I will say, it could be an owner because that dog does look very clean. It does
yes.
not look like a stray. So maybe he is maybe he did train this dog to get handfuls of rice.
I mean, a dog can't learn that.
I feel like a dog could learn that. Dogs are very food
motivated.
One
dog learned it.
Yeah,
and he didn't like. He wasn't taught by. No, there's no other dog does that.
He's a samurai. He's a ronin. He's out there on his own.
Because you can teach a dog to do that, and I realize that that's a possibility. But I've never heard of a dog
just gaining intelligence without.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah,
I'm really
sorry if I'm taking a shit on this idea. But sometimes you just got to stand up for your principles.
I mean, we
I will not yes and this dog story.
We did do a story about the dog that kept escaping and going to the drive-thru once.
That's
remember
true.
We
that's
did
true.
Like he learned to go pretend to be a stray at a drive-thru and people would throw him burgers, and then his owner found out that he was like getting out to go moonlight, you know. But that I see what you're saying. Like, I feel like learning where the source of burgers is different than learning to pretend to have a broken leg. Like, those are like different levels of intelligence. That's fair.
Yeah. Dogs can let my dog, when I was a kid, would, you know, run away a bunch, and he always went to the same two houses. And now I'm thinking those people must have fed him every time he got there.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. You see a dog. Hey, you got some, what do I got? A block of cheese.
I don't have to live with the intestinal consequences of feeding this dog a block of cheese. I just get to see a happy dog.
It is, they do, Willie is like very alert about anything that's like even food adjacent. My parents have this dog, and like this morning actually they were they have like they give him like a little like chat like little like crumbs of cornbread, like a little like kind of plate of crumbs of cornbread is like a thing they give him in the morning sometimes, and there's like a noise of like the butter knife chopping up the cornbread into small enough chunks. And he went from like being over here, like not seeing the table, to hearing the noise and then knowing. And he was, by the time the handoff was happening, he was already like there.
My cat
very attuned to what's you know could be food related.
It's my cat, like her bag, the bag of treats is like a like resealable like pet, you know, like foil lined thing. Anytime I open anything like that for that containing anything, my cat is like, that's treats.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I will not shut up until you give me whatever's in that bag.
Or they have like, we have like the food in like this, like the same corner of the cabinets in Florida as like where we keep like other plates and like medicine and stuff, you know, like random stuff. And so anytime anyone's in there for any reason, he's like, huh? And it's like, no, it's not for you, man. And then he just kind of goes like,
I do. My dog definitely has a spot. I cook a lot, and my dog definitely has a spot that he sits and waits for the food to drop on the ground. And I won't have to look. I just always know he's there because I've started cooking, and then I will frequently like try to scare him because I just like I know you're there, and I and then whenever he's not there, I'm like, oh no.
Now I just
did he
like
run away? Does he not know?
Did you guys see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
I did.
Good dog in that one.
Great. I think the dog is my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah.
Really good dog. It is. There is an extreme continuity error in it, though, where the dog is named Brandy, presumably a female dog. And then there's a shot of the dog jumping up, and you see its enormous dog dong. And that really took me out of the movie.
Hell yeah.
I guess I missed that. I missed the dog dong.
Yeah, right at the end when he's trying to get into the Italian woman's room.
Oh, yeah.
He jumps up.
Yeah.
Big, big old dog dong. Hmm. Really.
Lipstick in or out?
In, but like it was. You saw the case. You saw the lipstick case. Okay.
You hate to see it.
You really hate to see it. It's no good. No one wants that.
You didn't have where's the editor on this? This is why Tarantino needs to get the old editor back.
She died.
Oh, she's dead. Well, that's
when I was a kid, I had a friend who would like jack my dog off to get the lipstick out.
I'm sorry.
As a joke.
As a fun bit.
Yeah.
I'm jacking this dog off as a fun bit.
Yeah. Not a cool guy.
No. Not a cool
bit. I knew
bit.
It then.
Jesus Christ.
Really not.
Hey guys, check this out. It's
yeah,
like, get
no, stop
from,
doing
what are you,
that.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, I feel like.
Look at this dumb dog. He's horny now.
Idiot.
Look at this dumb dog whose dick I'm sucking.
Idiot.
What a loser.
His
he
dick's
know
just
any
out.
Better. Yes, unlike you, he does not know any better. That's right. And he is the dumb one.
He is the stupid one.
Just like thinking it's a good bit and going too far, and he can't unring that bell. It's like,
nope.
Oh, you jacked off the dog.
You
well,
jacked off.
I'm going to tell this story in 15 years on a podcast. So
take that, whatever your name was.
Do you know what this person's doing now?
No, I can't remember. I mean, I moved out of that house when I was 9.
Right after that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, your mom, dad, we're leaving. I've packed up the house.
I called
gotta
the
go.
Movers.
Ready to go.
I cannot stand to be in this place 1 second longer.
Yeah.
This
it's a good thing we were
much.
Moving tomorrow anyway. Gotta get away from that guy. Yeah. So this dog, he's doing good, and I respect the hustle, frankly. Although it says here, the headline is "Dog fakes broken leg to get pets and treats from tourists." He's doing it to get treats, not to get pets.
He'll
get pets anyway, maybe, if he's friendly looking.
Yeah, and he doesn't look too dirty. But
no, he's easy.
But pets are not enough of a reward for a dog.
My dog, when he wants food, he has a thing where he lifts his right paw.
He just Sig Heils at you?
Yeah, he just kind of like, this is his, like if you're eating food, he's like, I want some of that.
Attention.
And then, you know, he knew the trick before we got him. It's like someone taught him that thing. But it's just not far to go from that to limp your left hand.
That's true. Like, yeah. This is the signal for treats.
It's a smart dog, yeah.
Yeah, maybe like his leg fell asleep and like somebody thought something was wrong and like that's how it was like, oh, okay, so that's all
I right, think that I that's yeah. I think it's just all food motivated. So he's like, this behavior means more food. This behavior is my, when I'm hungry, I do this.
It's very hard to talk about dogs without like sort of like implying that they're conscious.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem.
I have another theory. Like maybe sometimes his leg just goes limp.
Maybe he could just have a nerve problem.
Yeah, nerve thing.
He's got a bum leg. But he looked fine. I don't know. It went from one like immediately back up to the other. So. But hey.
Imagine getting mad about that. Yeah. Like you give the dog food and then he gets up and you're like, hey! Hey!
What the fuck? Where's the owner?
Bring that back.
Hey, get over here. Just chasing the dog.
I hit 2 home runs for you because you had a terminal illness.
Exactly.
It's bad that I hit the home runs.
I wish I could take them back.
Yeah, they didn't help the team otherwise and me.
Just give the dog treats.
Give the dog treats.
Just give him the treats. That's fine.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Folks, Jared Leto has started a cult. We're just going to say it like
finally.
That. It's taken some time. He does not age, so I feel like that, you know, he's feels like if you were going to pick like I guess he's A-list, right? Because he won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, that pretty much seals the deal.
What did he win an Oscar for?
Being Jordan Catalano 20 years ago.
For the Suicide
Dallas
Squad. He was
Buyers
Joker,
Club.
For being the Joker.
He won an Oscar for being the Joker?
Yeah.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, okay.
And he gave some, you know, meandering speech that was, you know, just like the perfect sort of... Anyway, so I guess this is because of the band that I always forget that he's in.
I saw that band once.
Mars. Yeah?
Yeah. I think it was like the first big concert I ever went to. I went to see Incubus.
Sure.
Because I'm 31 years old now, and you did that.
Brandon Boyd.
Yes. Brandon Boyd. Very cute. Was very cute.
Probably no shirt.
Definitely no shirt. Yeah. And their opener was 30 Seconds to Mars, and they got... like booed out of the Manchester, New Hampshire arena that they were at. People did not like them. And Jared Leto was.
Can you sing me a song?
Hmm?
Can you sing me a 30 Seconds to Mars song?
If I knew any, I would be happy to.
Neither. No Slipknots, no 30 Seconds.
I don't even remember. The only thing I remember was that Jared Leto was really mad because no one liked him. And I like almost felt a little bad for him.
Can I sing one that I think they do?
Yes, please.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, bands. It's like the Monkees. Every band has to have a song about.
Should be a rule.
That's the whole song, by the way.
It's a jingle, really.
Every band should have a song about how what the band's all about. Just one song that explains what they are.
One of us is an actor, and the other three are very lucky. Right.
Just like every TV show should have a theme song that explains, like Gilligan's Island.
Yes,
explains
the premise.
What's going on.
Yeah, I need some context for why you're a band. Why? How do you all know each other? I need to know.
Why did you pick these specific instruments?
Which one of you are single and not? I need to know this information.
I'm telling you, this is why I like the Korean boy bands, because it's very regimented. It's like this one's this one and this one's this one. Like you got your smart one, you got your like angsty one, you got your singer, you got your rapper. Like I need to know.
Yeah.
You know, that's Tortilla Man. Same deal.
Yeah.
Also, the Korean pop groups have like as many members as Slipknot does.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're
so
really
they
more of a troop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whole company.
More like a
really.
Neighborhood.
I'm picturing now Slipknot like being introduced like the Wonders from That Thing You Do. And it's like Shades. He's single and it's just Tortilla Man. Ladies, he's
Tortilla
single.
Man. He's on parole.
So Jared Leto, I guess as part of the 30 Seconds to Mars thing, I don't know, but he's got a this thing called Mars Island. Hashtag Mars Island.
He's basically like, hey, remember that other band, the Polyphonic Spree? I'm that now.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
God, man, no one will ever know for sure how many people were in the Polyphonic Spree.
I one time did
40.
Comedy at a festival that the Polyphonic Spree was on, and random, like, they all just wandered around in those costumes, like, yeah, the whole festival. And it was, like, very strange, because you'd just go to, like, the food tent or whatever, and there'd be like random people in cloaks just like making too much eye contact with
Polyphonic Spree is one of those things, like, to me is like one of the funniest things that's ever happened, like, and been popular. It's so
it
funny
is insane that
I knew
was
a guy
thing
who was a French horn player in the Polyphonic
yeah
Spree.
how did he get involved?
Well, I mean, it's just like they need so many people
and, yeah,
and they're constant, you know, it's like a revolving door that is just like, if you're close to them, you get sucked up in the atmosphere because you don't make any money.
Right, because you have to split it.
Yeah, to split. It's like the lead singer gets 90% and then the 40 musicians split the other 10%. I mean, it's just like a resume builder.
Do you remember the like brief fad of like cool marching bands that was a thing in like the like
Circa Drumline?
No, more like maybe it was only a thing in Austin, but there were these sort of like it was like sort of Gogol yeah Bordello adjacent, like sort of like they said back then gypsy marching bands. Now they'd get in trouble for saying that, but sort of like punk-ish. That was like a thing for a while.
I remember Gogol Bordello, and I saw them at like a festival or something. I was at like ACL or something. I was just like, this is a mess. I don't understand this. And I think I left the area.
I just always wondered about that because it's the same thing. It's like a marching band. There are like 50 people in a band. Also, one time I was doing comedy at a festival and one of those bands was there. And while I was trying to do jokes, they marched around the stage and I've never been more mad.
I have a question. And I think I know the answer. Can either one of you sing a Gogol Bordello song? I do. They had one hit, and it was called Purple, but I can't remember how it goes.
I can't either. And I feel like I liked some of their songs.
And it's like
and
the same line over and over, and I can't remember what it is.
Do we think that Gogol Bordello is also a polycule? That feels like that's all part of the same. They all live in the same, like,
if you're in a band and compound, you wear matching outfits, you've all fucked each other. Yeah. That's my theory.
I'm thinking now Gogol Bordello of Blood. Like a Tales from the Crypt. It's about a band. Dennis Miller is in it. Not Dennis Leary.
Start
Dennis Leary
wearing
Man.
Purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. Something like I don't think I could get it.
No, I think you nailed it. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
I got to get into these guys now. This is what I have to. So Jared Leto, he's here.
He has an island.
Apparently, it's a place. It's some private island someplace that he like.
Really bad time PR-wise to have a private island.
Formerly known as Little St. James.
Yeah.
That's
private
what the temple,
islands are not.
That's what the temple on Little St. James is. It's for Jared Leto and his followers of his band. So it's like they're referring to it. Okay, so it's Mars Island is a 3-night all-inclusive festival experience. Relax and restore with yoga amongst the trees. Take a dip in the pool. Catch a midnight screening. Of what? Doesn't say. Or gaze at the stars and catch two intimate performances with 30 Seconds to Mars. Mars Island is an experience like no other. So what it really is like when a band has a cruise.
Yeah.
But it's on an island.
I will say all of that sounds great until you get to the part where there are intimate performances by 30 Seconds to Mars. Everything before that, I'm like, sounds wonderful.
How intimate? Is it like just one person in there?
Yeah, like what are we?
You can't leave.
Now tell us your favorite 30 Seconds to Mars song and we'll play it for you.
What are we screening? Is it like
it's just Suicide Squad?
Yeah, yeah. Just the You want to fuck my girlfriend or whatever the fucking that's very
is that what he says
very,
in Suicide
very
Squad?
Cool Joker scene in Suicide Squad where he like is talking to Common, who's like a head of like a crime syndicate or something, and he's just like, you like my girl or whatever, and then like he calls Harley Quinn over and is like tells her to like basically like they start like kind of like, and then he kills Common. Like it's like, oh, Joker's awesome. He likes to watch his girlfriend get banged. That's really cool. I'm glad I know that about the Joker now. Or whatever. Anyway.
What's this new Joker movie?
It's
not canon.
It's out of the
It's
not in the universe.
I bet I'll think it's fine, but it sure sounds like it's just kind of like the way that like anybody who's a failed comedian or a lot of failed comedians just become like Nazi guys. It's basically that. Only he becomes like a murderer guy.
Oh, is that like the story
he's
of
like
it?
He's like a loser who, like, yeah, is a comedian
who becomes
and
a...
then just like kind of snaps and like that's like his like release or whatever is like, you know, doing crimes.
And Robert De Niro plays a very similar character to his character in King of Comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like he's like now the Jerry, he's like the Jerry Lewis guy now because he like,
right.
Like he's like the Carson guy that makes fun of them.
Well, he's, well, not to spoil King of Comedy.
Sure, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
King of Comedy's great.
I know it's very old, but it's great. It's, yeah. I do not want to ruin it for anybody.
A lot of King of Comedy, and there's a lot of similarities between King of Comedy and Joker based on just like the broad strokes of the plot, it seems like. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that actually sounds like something I might enjoy.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'll probably.
It doesn't
see it.
Sound like a superhero movie, and
it's
like that.
No, it's definitely not that. Yeah, yeah. It's just like before because it's before he's older. It's like before Batman because like he's Thomas Wayne is like one of the people he like has a grudge against, and like
got
Thomas
it.
Wayne is not dead, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I got an 8-minute standing ovation at Cannes, Venice, which
that's
is like,
too long.
I don't understand. I don't believe that, right? Like people are just standing there for 8 minutes doing this.
Well, that's
minutes.
That only happens there.
That's crazy.
That's like a thing they do.
Yeah.
So like they're doing it on purpose.
I know, but like,
so it gets like a press thing. Like I remember I was reading because I went to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I was like reading the little IMDb facts, and it was like 20 minutes standing ovation. I was like, we should just end show business.
12,
like I hate these people are monsters.
You can rent a person for like $12 an hour for to be an audience member.
Sure.
So you fill your screening with paid people that you have paid to clap. And I 100% that happens at Cannes all the time.
And that's the gig economy.
You
it is.
You outfit them with gloves so their hands don't.
Right.
I feel like you'd sustain hand injuries.
It would start to feel physically bad, I think.
Yeah. I hate that when I'm like at a concert or something and you're like wanting the band to come out and play an encore and you're supposed to clap for like 20 minutes to get them. No, I'm tired.
Yeah, the encore thing is
either
so
come back out
with,
or don't.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, either just don't do it. I was like, we're not doing an encore. We're not doing an encore. We're leaving. And then everyone's like, but I think they are. Like, no, he said they're not. Like,
yeah. No, I respect bands that either do it right away or are like, we are not doing it. Please leave.
We're doing two more songs now. We're not going to do an encore.
Right.
It's a waste of everyone's time. It's silly.
I do feel like there's been a rise in that
lately,
and I appreciate it.
Well, and you always know because they either played their song or they saved it. And so you know whether they're coming out or not.
Yeah. Did you play the song yet? Or
yeah.
Everyone knows. There's at least one. So the Joker. Who knows? Like I said, I'll see it because I have the AMC thing. I don't have to pay money to see it, so
StubClub.
I'll do that. It sounds like it's another one of those things where it's like, oh, if somebody makes this into their whole thing, that's probably not good, and that person should be put on a list somewhere.
Probably.
I really identify with this guy. It's like, well, that's not supposed to work. You know, it's like you want misunderstood Fight Club.
Yeah,
same kind of people.
I can see that.
Like. Tyler Durden's cool.
But it is like they shouldn't identify with it, but also if you identify with it, then like, yes, it's about you.
Right.
Like, this is about why you're a fucked up person.
Right.
Who should be
or like finance guys thinking American Psycho is cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So anyway, Jared Leto, also the Joker, but different Joker. This is basically like people are like super fans of this band are paying
to go.
Shit.
It's...
All right. So. It's starting at $995, not including flights or travel, up to $64.99 with this higher tier, including a Mars passport and exclusive VIP experience with Jared. So you get to pay. It's only $6,500.
It's really weird when
presumably get the chance to assassinate Jared Leto. I don't know what the.
It's really weird when you think about, like, I don't think I've ever heard anyone refer to Jared Leto as just Jared. And it's like, this guy's name is Jared? Like, that's weird to think about. He's just some guy named Jared.
Yeah.
Spending $6,500 to meet somebody
Jared.
Named Jared. What are you doing with your life?
I wouldn't have guessed. It's in Croatia. I would not have guessed that was where it is. I would have thought it was
Croatia's supposed to be really pretty.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it's just like I would have thought it was like Caribbean or
right.
You know. It's actually Ila Nublar from Jurassic Park where all the dinosaurs are. They're calling it a cult, like, kind of as a half gag, but then they post the pictures, and, like...
It's culty.
Here's just Jared Leto talking to a bunch of people all wearing white.
Oh, man, that does not look good.
And it's just like,
do they give you outfits?
It doesn't look like it, because they're all wearing different stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure they tell you to wear white.
Yeah, no, it's like that,
It's like the last LCD show.
Remember?
Square Garden.
What was... Did everyone wear white?
They said, like, yeah, they'd like everyone to wear
white. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like that,
do that more.
Wild, yeah. Wild Country. Did you watch that?
Yes.
They all wore red.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Yeah.
But
or
I don't
like,
know.
Heaven's Gate. They all wore black.
Heaven's Gate, I think, was the start of health goth. I think that's what that was. Because they all wore all black and purple with those Nikes. And I feel like it was like a very chic
Did
look.
Did we talk about this?
I don't know. Maybe because this
I just
is...
listened to a podcast about Heaven's Gate. So I have a lot of Heaven's Gate on my mind.
What was the podcast?
It's called Heaven's Gate. It came out a couple years ago, but okay. I'd had it in my like queue, and I was like, "Oh, okay," you know. And
spooky
it's,
stuff.
It's about like because it's like everyone remembers the one guy who is Doe, like the Marshall Applewhite, the guy
the
with the crazy
old,
eyes,
spooky looking guy.
But he wasn't the he wasn't the head. The head was this lady who went by T. I forget her real name, and he was like the number two guy. And then she died. She had like a brain tumor or something, and then. That's when like they started to entertain the idea of suicide and all that. And so like clearly it was just like they like lost the plot kind of,
yeah.
You know, and like she was like the one that was like sort of driving the bus. Because that was never part of it. Like it was just like you're living a certain way. You're basically like you're supposed to like not have emotions. You're supposed to not act human because you're going to transcend to the next thing. And they refer to their bodies as the vehicles and all that stuff. But then they raised the possibility of suicide and they couldn't close that door apparently. So
Heaven's Gate, check it out.
Some people are still alive. They're on the website. You can email them. They get back to you. That's crazy.
And say what? What would you email them
about? Okay, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
are you really in heaven?
Yeah. Well, like that, because like there are people that followed them after the big, you know, when they found
That's
everybody.
What's crazy is being converted after a bunch of them killed themselves.
Well, they had been in it and then were not in it and then they were trying to catch up. I don't know what the There was a guy who did it. It didn't work. Like they found him before. Two guys did it in a hotel room.
Yeah.
And they take these and they make these videos, like exit interview videos, where they're like, you know, I'm not crazy. I'm not upset. You know, like, don't be sad. This is not, you know. And then that guy, one of the guys, like they found him before he was like dead. Like he was still.
Right.
And then he did it again, like later. And he didn't do another video, but he did the same procedure, you know, drinking the barbiturates or whatever it is. So. Anyway,
fun times.
Jared Leto.
So I have a cult story that encompasses pretty much every element that we've been talking about.
Hell yeah.
So
Slipknot, Gogo Bordello.
Are
murdering
you familiar?
Geese.
I guess since number one. I imagine.
Dogs getting trained to. Yeah. It was a great call.
Demolition Man.
So anyway, it was at this restaurant, Taco Bell. no, there is a restaurant in my, and I'm hesitant. I want to say a lot of specifics eventually, so more so than I can if I say what this is.
Sure.
I'm sorry that I said any of those words.
I get what you're saying.
There's a restaurant
reveal.
In our neighborhood in Los Angeles that has a salad on it that is from the Source Family Cookbook.
Oh, okay.
So
I know about
the
Source
Family documentary.
No.
It was a.
This is the family that started the magazine.
A cult that grew out of a popular, vegan restaurant.
Okay, or
health food restaurant. I don't think it was vegan, but in Los Angeles, that grew into this big cult. Everybody wore white, and so the guy died and it fell apart. But so this restaurant is open 4 hours a day on Saturdays and Sundays only.
Okay.
And so there is that thing from the one salad from the Source Family Cookbook, and my girlfriend Lyra looked it up, and she's like, she found an old menu that had way more recipes from the Source Family Cookbook.
Mm.
So I'm always thinking this place is a cult, and it's great, and we love to eat there. But it is so fun.
And we love to eat there and to believe what they say.
Yes, like whatever they say. So last time I was eating there, I was with a big group, and we got up to go, and as we were leaving, someone who worked there came up to me and stared me in my face and said, "Do you know who I am?" And I said, "Oh," and I said his name because I recognized him. It was someone I had gone on a tour with like 15 years ago.
Okay.
He's a musician, a popular musician. I mean, he's been in some popular bands. He's working at the restaurant. He's also, it's like.
Is he wearing white?
Well, he's working, so it's not weird to see someone at a restaurant wearing white. But he did have a white shirt on.
Okay.
Yes. His dad is an Oscar winner, and he's dating a daughter of the winner of the most Oscars of all actors. So it's just like, this guy should not be working at this restaurant.
Doesn't need to work as
he is,
a
waiter. He's entrenched.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So, and it's only, you know, a few hours a week, you know, so it's like, it's not like he, it just seems to me like a co-op situation.
Right.
Where this is like something they do. And I'm really intrigued. And then as we were leaving, he was like, if you want to come in, I can tell you all about it. And I was like, I'd love to. I'm with a big group and I can't. And we all had to leave. But I'm like, I'm coming back. And
absolutely.
I have not gone back yet. But
you're
going to
get the pitch.
Fucking wait. Yes, I am going to get the pitch.
You might join this cult.
But I don't think so. Because if you see the Source Family documentary, those people are too pretty. They would not accept me. No, 100%. They're all naked all the time. Just effing each other, and they're like, they don't want Nikki Two Tits sliding in there.
But I mean, you're getting the pitch. Like, I feel like you've already been approved.
Times are
like,
hard. They might have to drop the standard.
That's true.
it's a long time.
There's a lot more competition in the cult.
It's true.
Space.
Yeah, they got islands popping
up.
Yeah,
pretty people are at 30 Seconds to Mars Island. wow, so this is the last thing. These are your famous last words. I can't wait to get the pitch.
Excited.
I'm not going to fall for it.
Yeah, I'm going to get killed.
Please follow up. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like a person who has like enough money and stuff. They're working there.
Even if they needed the job, like working 8 hours a week is not enough to live
on. Right,
you don't
need a job for 8 hours a week.
Right, you still have to have another job.
Yeah.
Wild.
This is I'm gonna be thinking about this.
But said he liked the food so much that he just like started working there, and I'm like, that's not how.
That's
I have eaten so many good meals.
You guys need any of that?
That is it completely implausible. No way.
Can I help you guys with this?
Also, that the one restaurant that you feel that way about is also happens to be the cult run restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, is this the one? I just
weird.
That was you guys. Okay, all right. Yeah.
Did you go to the LCD sound system one? Sorry, I'm still thinking about that.
I did.
Everybody wearing white.
Yeah,
that sounds weird. That sounds creepy to me.
Sorry.
I bet it looked cool in pictures.
Fun. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't in like the pit. Those are like too expensive on StubHub or whatever. But we were in like the I don't know.
Could you see yourself in the movie?
No, I could see my friends though. A couple of my friends were kind of in the that was fun. And then they came back after all that.
Right, after like, that whole fanfare.
I don't take that personally the way that a lot of people seem to have.
That's
like
dumb.
More music by a band I like. What is the, this isn't that.
Why are you mad?
How is this bad?
Also, stop believing people when they retire.
Also that. He was like 41.
It's not like you retired from a job and then someone else has that job and you can't go back to it. You just pick up a guitar every,
No, we got one more band. There's one other band now. So
you know what? That's
not. We let one more in. That's
I feel like the reason it doesn't bother you is because you have been raised as a professional wrestling fan where all retirements are always fake.
That's
and
true.
So you just know, like, of course, like, no, that's you're not done.
Oh, no. If he loses this match, he's going to get fired.
Yeah,
they're going to fire him from the thing. He's going to be gone off TV forever.
It's career versus career. Yeah. He's going to be out. It's gonna be out of a job.
They're gonna shave it. They might shave Donald Trump's head if his guy loses.
If you're on a farewell tour, you should have to like swallow one piece of glass every date. So at the end of that tour, you're dead.
Yeah. At the end of that tour, you drink poison.
You're done.
You drink hemlock before you start playing your last song in the encore.
Yeah. If you play an instrument, you have to chop off your hands at the end. It's the rules.
Okay, here we go. All right. I signed up for this when I started. I know.
I got that extra money saying it was my last tour.
Yeah. So I'll never play the piano again. Just mashed the nubs. So I guess everyone came back alive from this Jared Leto thing. So
it already happened?
I think.
Unless
this is the pictures.
That's true.
Are there.
Yeah, I guess it's unless they staged some weird promo pictures. I bet they did some weird like Bohemian Grove shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is unprecedented. I mean, like Tom Cruise is in a, it's like even at the top, especially at the top.
Especially at the top.
Because they get courted.
At the top. I feel like, it's just like a, people who are all into one thing enough to get on a plane, and that thing is 30 Seconds to Mars, the band.
That's the weird part. That's what
I'm glad that they were able to hang out and have people not have, like, be the one person in their group of friends that loves 30 Seconds to Mars.
It's true.
Instead,
you're finally
they're
free.
All in one place and they get to talk about.
Nobody loves 30 Seconds to Mars.
They get into really deep cut stuff about, oh man, did you get that bootleg at live album from the.
What's your favorite band besides 30 Seconds to Mars?
Right. That's the sort of implied part of whenever you ask that question.
Yeah.
Of course.
Besides the Beatles and 30 Seconds to Mars.
Right. I mean, that's right.
The two most influential bands of our time.
But you got to give credit to Jared Leto because, like, vanity bands of, like, actors and stuff, you know, he might be the most successful one. The most actually. Like,
I can't think of
right?
any.
Like, the only one I get. The one, for
that and
one
30 odd foot of grunts.
There we go. That's one.
The Bacon Brothers?
Yeah. The Bacon Brothers. Yeah.
Who?
Kevin Bacon and his brother.
The Bacon Brothers? Yeah. Kevin
I
Bacon
felt like
brother?
That one was really easy to figure out.
They really are leaning into it. They're not going with something esoteric like 30-odd foot of grunt. Yeah. They're really leaning in.
A lot of
in.
Bands, the actors love having bands with 30 in the title.
Yeah.
I also,
Nick Cage has a goth son who's in a band called Eyes of Noctum.
Sure.
I think about that all the time.
That's pretty good.
That's Kal-El.
Yeah, Kal-El.
Yeah, it is Kal-El, yeah. Doesn't he have another son that's not, doesn't have, yeah, because
Kal-El's just normal.
Not normal. I'm sure he's not normal.
He's Nick Cage. Yeah, he's raised by Nick Cage, allegedly.
What was it? Keanu Reeves was in one. Dog Star. He was like the bassist.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
right?
Dog Star. Yeah, that's the one.
And then, which was the one that Johnny Depp is in? It's like the Hollywood Vampires or something like that.
Yeah.
It's him and Joe Perry from Aerosmith, I think.
Okay.
And Jason Schwartzman was in that one.
Coconut Records?
No.
That was his solo thing.
California.
Phantom Planet. Right.
Yeah. I feel like Phantom Planet might have been as successful as 30 Seconds to Mars.
I loved Phantom Planet.
Yeah. They're good.
Legit.
He
wasn't a big part
album.
Of it. He like left. It wasn't really.
Yeah, yeah.
His brother was in it
Coconut
too.
Coconut Records was just him.
Oh, okay.
And that was like
she
after
and
that.
Him. That does that count? Was
yeah,
there like
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
One.
Definitely. If you're already famous, it counts. Yeah. Taryn Manning had one also.
Oh yeah, she was on like the 8 Mile soundtrack.
Yeah,
that's
I remember
weird.
That.
Well, she
was she in it?
That's what I knew her from. Okay. Yeah, but she had like a song on the thing. That's the only reason I knew who she was when she was on. Was she in the Orange Is the New Black?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was.
Well,
R.I.P.
She was killed by. She got run over by a steamroller.
We miss her.
In the show.
This
obviously.
Episode is dedicated to her and not to Eli, who is also dead.
And also to Eli.
The memory of Eli, Taryn, and those geese.
And those geese.
They were standing next to each other. just in case anybody got like a, I don't know, food poisoning at the Jared Leto Island. I don't know.
We missed
that. Trust the food at that?
I got diarrhea on the Jared Leto Island. No one has any
Sorry,
sympathy
boss.
For you.
Can't come to work. I got real bad diarrhea the whole way back on the plane from Croatia. I was at this Jared Leto, his band. They have
I was
like
at
a,
the Jared Leto experience.
They have like a
I'm
cult
sorry.
Meeting at this island. Anyway, I got real sick. So I'm going to have to miss tomorrow also. Please don't fire me. Okay, well that'll do it. Give us a get let people know where can they find the new show. Where can they
podcast players generally? that's where we put it. Get Rich Nick anywhere. Also, I have another one that I do with Will Miles called Recently Added, where we watch all of the new Netflix originals every week in 2 days,
then
put out a review.
That's a
but
one.
If you're only gonna subscribe to one, fuck Recently Added. Subscribe to Get Rich Nick. Thank you guys for having
and
me.
If you're in New York or if you're in LA, once you go back, but if you're in New York in the next few days, if you get the chance to see Nick on a show, go see him. He's a very funny comedian.
Check
very
out
funny.
We'll put your Twitter and stuff on in the description too. Cool. What are you, Nick's Turners?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be in there too. So we'll have all the info in there. So check it out. As far as everything else with us, we got the Patreon, patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got the Roadhouse commentary track we did. Seems to have been well received as far as I can tell. Except for that one guy who we decided not to reply to.
One guy who said, "This is pretty bad if you wrote this in advance." That
if
was
he
his...
wrote it at all. It's like, well, we didn't.
We didn't.
Dickhead.
We just watched Roadhouse.
We didn't script our comment. Is that how they do it?
That's how we do it for Master Pancake.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
It makes it a lot of work.
Yeah. I feel like maybe that avoids like, yeah, I don't know.
It's yeah, this is probably not a conversation for plugs, but it does make it better, but yeah, also less fun.
But also,
anyway,
but also come on, give me a break. But no, we're going to be thinking about another goal for probably some other fun thing, but keep an eye on that. But yeah, in the meantime, you got something like 60 plus episodes, plus the Roadhouse commentary, plus videos of the live shows. A lot of stuff. We got the Tee Public. I have a link in there. There's a sale. I don't know if it's still going on. I think it is for all Labor Day weekend, where the t-shirt's only $13. Got a bunch of good designs on there. And I think, oh, give us a review on iTunes if you want, please. Join the Discord. You can submit some stuff, submit stories, send stuff to the mailbag, whatatimepodcast@gmail.com. You can do that. And I think that's it. Do not come to Karma, because there are no more Karma shows.
Well, go if you really want to smoke.
That's true.
If you want to smoke in a basement.
There will be comedy shows there. It just won't be us. So don't go expecting to see us.
You can
us.
See me host every Sunday at Karma, the show If You Build It, 10 years ago. So come on.
Yeah. Now that's
getting that time machine.
Robert Dean, friend of the show.
Yeah. I just did that last week. It was fun.
Oh, there you go.
Not at Karma. Not at Karma. A much better venue.
Extremely not at Karma. So, hey, that's it for me. Kath, what do you got?
I have another podcast called Lie, Cheat, and Steal that I do with my friend Pat Royce. We have a Patreon for that. We do one free episode a month and then two Patreon-only episodes a month. So if you like stories about cons and frauds and bullshitters, check that out. I have a show coming up on September 12th at Secret Loft in Manhattan. It's with the Pod Dem America boys. We are hosting the Democratic debate. So come watch that. The last one we did was super, super fun. So there are tickets. If you go to Pod Dem America on Twitter, there's an Eventbrite link. And I'm also going to be in L.A. in the September 17th through the 24th, and I'm doing shows, and I will tell you all about that soon. I'm Kath Barbadoro on everything. Thank you for listening.
And Kath will be joining that cult as well.
I will also be checking out the Source cult.
Well, we'll go and get the info from the guy. Yeah.
Oh,
let me know when
me.
You're in town.
I'm so excited.
You can report back to your listeners
about how great it is and how they should all go.
Everyone else should join.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it.
Bye, everybody. Bye.